Dallas sportscaster, Arizona hired Cliff Kingsbury because he's young and white. By Daniel Lieberfeld on January 11, 2019. Dallas sportscaster Dale Hansen believes NFL owners are guilty of covert racism in their hiring practices, and that Arizona hired Cliff Kingsbury because he's young and white. The NFL started the 2018 season with 7 black head coaches, and now it's down to 2. The 5 black coaches who were fired are Steve Wilks, Arizona Cardinals; Hugh Jackson, Cleveland Browns; Todd Bowles, New York Jets; Vance Joseph, Denver Broncos; and Marvin Lewis, Cincinnati Bengals. The 2 left are Anthony Lynn, Los Angeles Chargers, and Mike Tomlin, Pittsburgh Steelers. The covert racism of the NFL ownership group is so bad, the NFL had to make a rule so minority coaches could at least get an interview, Hansen said on Wednesday during his sportscast on ABC's Dallas affiliate FA. Hansen is referring to the Rooney Rule, which the NFL instituted in 2003, mandating teams interview ethnic minority candidates for head coaching and GM jobs. The Cardinals fired Wilks after just 1 losing season and replaced him with Cliff Kingsbury, who had a losing record at Texas Tech, 35-40. This irks some, but Hansen believes he understands the reason Kingsbury got the Cardinals' job. There has been a lot of criticism of the Arizona Cardinals hiring Cliff Kingsbury as their head coach, Hansen said. Kingsbury fits all the criteria to be a head coach in the NFL. He's an offensive genius and he's young and he is white, and not necessarily in that order. Hansen, a Navy veteran, originally from Iowa, thinks African-American coach Chris Richard deserves the Miami Dolphins head coaching job. Cowboys secondary coach Chris Richard has been interviewed and there are reports he might get the Miami job, Hansen said. After what he's done with this Cowboys defense, how could he not? At least if it is true what black parents have been telling their children for decades now. You have to be twice as good to go half as far. I dream of that day those parents are wrong. Because now, they're not. Hansen feels he's been a recipient of white privilege throughout his long career in radio and television, and feels this might be a problem in the NFL as well.